With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. The Hastings Raiders boys lacrosse team opened up their season with a wild 17-14 road win at Park on Thursday. Earlier this week, head coach Brady Wozvik of the Raiders joined KDWA Sports for our season preview interview, and this first couple of weeks of practice has been 2 years in the making.
It's been, like we talked before, 2 years of prep work, and now finally, first week back at coaching, because last year, we hadn't seen our kids yet in lacrosse. I think the other sports had a week or so of practice. We haven't seen our kids yet, and then COVID hit, and I just never got to see them. So it's a lot of little busy work, you know, the stuff that you don't think about when you coach, like the scheduling games and the coaches' meetings and all this kind of stuff. And you don't actually get to do the thing you signed up for, which is hang out with the kids and have some fun on the field. So yeah, the itch is finally being relieved, we'll put it that way.
Not being able to see his Raiders for even a week like some of the other spring teams were able to was very tough on Wozvik and the rest of the coaching staff.
Not outside of a Zoom meeting, like that was all we were able to do. And it's still feeling a little surreal. Like, I'm not quite sure if this is real, but it's also at the same time a little scary. Like, we still don't know if we're going to get shut down at any point. But the way we've had multiple team chats about it and the way we're kind of going about it is we're not going to live in fear. We're going to play our game. We're going to do what we can to be safe, obviously, but we just got to go out and do whatever we can that day and just appreciate that day, because that's one more day of playing lacrosse outside with your buddies. And that's why we all signed up in the first place.
Not only were the Raiders able to open practice early last week, but they were also able to do it outdoors at McNamara Stadium at Todd Field, which made it extra special.
It felt like a little extra special reward for having had to miss last year. I'll tell you, we've been practicing up at the high school for, this is my 10th year, and so, I mean, ever since I've been playing back in high school, plus 10 years of coaching, we've been up at the high school, and to finally be on Todd Field, practice morale, if you will, has never been higher. The kids are really upbeat, and they're just excited to be down there. I think part of that's, A, it's the field, and that, you know, talk about the legend of Todd Field, that's a whole different conversation, my man. But just the traffic going around, and it's almost got like a little extra energy pumped into it, just being right in the heart of town and getting to play at the Mecca of stadiums, in my opinion. I love Todd Field more than anything.
Obviously, baseball and lacrosse are two totally different sports, but one thing that is very similar is you can't go out in your first practice of the season expecting to have that mid-season form after your first couple of practices. You have to ease in a bit, and no matter what sport was lost last spring, it's been tough for coaches and players to do so. But it's all about harnessing some of those players and making sure everybody stays healthy through the first couple of weeks. How do we find a balance between being excited and doing too much early on?
So there's a lot of moving pieces there, and especially since, like you said, 2 years off, we have a lot in our heads as coaches. But we sat down, we had a number of meetings as coaches in the off season, and just even right up to the start of practice, and we just kind of decided that we need to slam on the brakes and just completely get back to basics for the first day, because a lot of kids haven't touched their stick in a long time, and it's just a reality. And so the first day, we really just had to reevaluate everybody. We worked on a lot of stick skills, passing, catching, scooping kind of stuff, and then we obviously had to condition them to see who's been lazy these last 2 seasons. So we did hold off as far as scheme stuff goes that way, but we actually are in a really nice position in a lot of ways, because we looked up and down our eligibility list, and we have like one kid that's never played lacrosse before. So all these guys are coming in with 2, 3, 4, some of them 5 or 6 years of experience, and so we didn't feel like we lost too much in that regard. We were able to just kind of let them go scrimmage by the end of the first day, and then in a good chunk of the second day and every day since, and just let them kind of play lacrosse and let that creativity and get all those juices flowing again. It wasn't until yesterday's practice that we actually started teaching plays and stuff, which has been our fourth practice. We just kind of let them go and saw what we had, and it was really good evaluation days for us. But like we've talked about, these kids have had all this pent-up energy, and they really just wanted to play. So we didn't want to beat them over the head with installing plays and schemes and all this kind of stuff. We just wanted to get them reminded of the joy that is playing lacrosse.
Once the boys hit McNamara Stadium at Todd Field for those first practices, things started to feel normal for the Raiders once again. Coach Wozvik agrees.
Yeah, doing all this stuff in the off season obviously isn't even close to as fun as being on the field, and so naturally a lot more stress kind of builds up when you're not on the field coaching. And once we hit the turf, I just had this big old deep breath, sigh of relief, and just a big smile was on my face. I mean, I was covered by a mask, but it was there. We're outside, we're playing again, and yeah, the ride a bike analogy is perfect, because we just felt like we jumped right back in the groove of things, and that's a huge part, is the kids. They came and they were ready to play. Now, some of them got to play their winter sports and their fall sports. Some of them haven't played a sport since lacrosse 2 years ago, but everybody seemed to be fired up and ready to go, and we got leadership up and down the boards. It's not just seniors. We got freshmen who are setting the tone. It's been fun. It's just flat out been fun. All the stress floated away, and as soon as we hit the field.
Missing the whole 2020 season and last year's senior class, where exactly does Coach Wozvik and the coaching staff find the leadership for 2021?
First, a quick shout out to last year's seniors. That group had been together a long time, and they were really poised to have a really successful season last year. We were deep at every position. We had stars at every position. We had guys that were going to be on the hunt for our goal record, our ground ball record, save percentage record. We lost a lot. The hardest part of last year was knowing that those kids, they were done. Not every sport you can pick up and go play after high school relatively easily. We had a few that are off trying at college. Some might join men's league someday, but they missed out, and that's the biggest bummer of last year, in my opinion, losing out on those kids who had worked so hard and set themselves up to have a really good season last year. This year, we were lucky. We're deep. We had a lot of sophomores 2 years ago step up and play some big varsity minutes, and now those kids are seniors, and we have a really solid, really deep senior class. Got guys at every position. Nobody's been a problem, I'll put it that way. Everybody has stepped up, found some way to be a leader, and this season's looking really good. It's going to be led by our senior class, but we got some great junior players, great sophomore, great freshmen. We got freshmen that are going to get big varsity minutes this year, and that's going to be a lot of fun to watch. We had to do a kind of a hard reset where we do know these kids.
As you heard in Wednesday's sports updates here, the Hastings Raiders Athletic Department has released their winter all-conference honorees, and we didn't quite have the Hastings Raiders boys hockey honorees quite yet, as they still had to release those honorees to the players and their parents as well. And today, we have our hands on that very list, and what a list it is, of Raider players that have really had a wonderful 2020-21 season. All conference. Couple of guys that have been around this program for a long time. Goalie Tyler McCarville, forward Jack Schauer, and forward Jagger Kendall. Junior Jake Harris also on the all-conference list for a terrific season. Honorable mention, maybe one of the heart and soul players of the Raider team in senior Kyle Bauer. Also junior Connor Stoffel, a terrific season, earning all-conference honorable mention. And senior Jonathan Piney, also all-conference honorable mention. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.